Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.
Sport is a powerful tool that brings people and communities together. Australia and Papua New Guinea are natural teammates on and off the field and are proudly partnering to expand high-quality community sport and to increase the number of PNG athletes and teams entering Australian and international high-performance competitions. Australia partners with key PNG sports and sports organizations like cricket, basketball, football, gymnastics and badminton, hockey, netball, rugby union, rugby league and the PNG Olympic Committee. The Papua New Guinea Australia Partnership has scored goals for sport in PNG through support towards the construction of 49 cricket pitches in 12 provinces, the National Rugby League League Belong Life programs in 4 regions, support towards the Pepes national team, and Team PNG's preparation and participation in the 2019 Pacific Games, Team PNG's preparation and participation in the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, PNG Anthas' relocation to Australia for the 2021 Interest Super Cup season, the PNG Oil Search Orchids to compete in the Pacific Test in Sydney 2019 against the Fiji Bulikula. As in sport, partnership is not just about the wins. It's about teamwork, commitment, and learning from our challenges. I'm Greg Avira with this month's AHC On Air. On the program this month, we speak to Christy Brown and Irake Yanderson from the Australian High Commission about Australia's sports diplomacy program in Papua New Guinea. Also on the program are Andrew Lepani to talk about the Team Up program and Nelly Pabalu, who will talk to us about a PNGOS partnership supported role as the Education and Wellbeing Manager with the PNG Anthas. Christy, Irake, Andrew and Nelly, welcome to our AHC On Air program. Let's start with you, Christy. Tell us about the Sports Diplomacy Program of the Australian High Commission.
So I manage sports diplomacy in the High Commission. There's just a team of two. We do a bunch of things in our section, and one of them is sports diplomacy. And people hear that term and they go, what's that about? That sounds like a bit of fun. But sports diplomacy really is at the heart of what we do. Diplomacy itself is about representing your values and making connections. And sport is a really elegant way to demonstrate and strengthen those connections and represent your values. So if you think about what the values of sport are, things like fair play, respect, teamwork, inclusion, they're the types of values that we as Australia share with PNG. So, you know, we don't just love rugby league together. We actually, it's a real tangible way of demonstrating the fact that we really share those values. That's a really big thing. Sports diplomacy can be tricky and political, and things could get complex, just like any work. But in the end, it's all about relationships. I think everyone agrees that's the most important thing. It's about teamwork. So when we talk about what we do in PNG and, you know, the Australia-PNG relationship, you find yourself using sports analogies all the time. It just comes naturally. So that's, you know, it's just a natural part of what we do together. So the way that we actually do that, the activities can broadly be grouped into two things. And the first thing is the really visible stuff. It's the high performance, support for the Olympians and the Paralympians to go and show themselves on the world stage and make PNG proud. and it's about helping the orchids make it to Australia and the, you know, the pepes. And I think everyone remembers how this place exploded when we had the bulldogs and the sharks come up here. That was through the Australian government, through the Pacific Coast Sports Program. And things like that are really powerful. You know, that's wow. The other thing we do isn't as big when it comes to being on television and the profile, but I think it's bigger in some ways, and that's the Development Through Sport program. And that is where we really make a change at the community level. That's where you see, look, in Asia Pacific, 2/3 of the world's poor live in our region. At least 15% of those people have a disability. Women and girls just have a lot of challenges. And in PNG, it's one of the hardest places to be a girl, to have a disability. And when you see our programs in action and you see little girls, little boys, people with disability, all playing together on the same field, and they're just kids, they're all equal through the act of play, it is a really powerful thing. And we're really proud of those programs. And the coaches and the administrators are women, and they're role models. And these little kids are now growing up and they're looking at these women as people to respect. And that is a generational change that we're a part of in PNG. And I think that's a really big story too. But in the end, sports diplomacy is just about reinforcing the fact that Australia and PNG are amazing teammates on and off the field. And, you know, that's what we do.
Having just finished a successful Olympics, what is Australia's support towards high-performance sports in the country?
Christy just talked about, you know, the importance of and the examples of the Australian support and the support that was also provided to the Orchids, our Women's Rugby League national team, earlier. I mean, that's a fantastic story and a fantastic example of how sport has demonstrated the importance of women's empowerment. You know, rugby league, as we know, is our national sport, followed fervently around the country, but traditionally it's always been the kumuls and the men's side of the sport. But here is an example of where our women involved with sport have shown, again, at the elite level, at the top level, that they can perform just as well. I mean, we saw their fantastic, you know, taking part in the first World Cup and then beating Great Britain or England as well. And then just the emotion that brought out, not only in the players themselves, but in the country. And they've shown some, you know, fantastic examples of the partnership and the relationships that can be built through sport. I know, you know, the personal relationships and bonds that were formed between our PNG players and the Australian players. You know, both trailblazers in their own right, women playing rugby league. And the bonds that they've formed will continue and still continue today. And it's also provided an opportunity for our PNG women and our PNG players to showcase their talents in Australia. And I think that's also very important. So we've seen, like, obviously Amelia Cook doing her thing with the Queensland team, and also Elsie Albert, our captain of the Orchids, going and playing in the women's NRL with the Dragons. And so that's an opportunity for our Papua New Guineans to really showcase their talents on the international stage at the elite level. We're talking about, you know, the top level of rugby league when it's played in Australia. And, you know, it makes us proud to see that happen, and to see two PNG women doing that. It's even, I think, more exceptional and really a testament to you know, the support that's been provided by the Australian government in getting that Orchids program going and the success of that Orchids program.
Thanks, Andrew. Listeners, Andrew Lepani, Pacific Partnerships Manager for the Team Up Development Sports Program. More on Australia's sports diplomacy program in PNG after the break.
NBC. More real PNG stories, real PNG local news, and real PNG facts. Communicating real PNG with you. We are for real.
Welcome back. This is AHC On Air. This month, we look at Australia's support to high-performance sport in Papua New Guinea.
The SPPNG Hunters have returned home just recently.
having spent most of the 2021 season in Australia, it must have been a complex task facilitating team travel with the COVID-19 restrictions. Iraki, could you just give us a brief overview of Australian support provided towards the Hunters in getting them to Australia?
Through deferred support, the Pacific All Sports Partnership, which is a regional sports program, it was timely that this particular sports program came in and provided the funding to have support to the PNG Hunters. So there was a trilateral agreement between QRL, PNG RFL, and the Australian government. Through that partnership, we were able to, it was funded for 4 years, and it's a $3 million funding to build the Hunters capacity. And this is also seen as a pathway, that also provides a pathway for the PNG Hunters and to build their capacity to QRL level and also to the NRL level, which is a very strategic partnership. During the time COVID really hit hard on both Australia and PNG, and it was the regulations, the protocols on both countries were changing every day. But out of goodwill, there were multiple exemptions provided by various Australian government departments and, you know, facilitation on the PNG side by Herenigini and other relevant bodies to facilitate for our Hunters to go down. And it was a really, really hard work from behind the scene to have that exercise done. But it also brought a new insights, a new working relationship between QRL, the Australian government, PNG RFL, and that would see a much more good working relationship into the future. Although things were not that easy getting the boys down, it was successful at the end, and I hope the Hunters and the management had a very fantastic season down there, learning and getting used to the environment, and I'm sure they should be able to perform exceptionally much better next year. And the Australian government looks forward to providing ongoing support to the PNG Hunters through the partnership with QRL and PNG RFL.
Thank you, Iraki. A lot of great work done behind the scenes, despite the challenges that we faced. We'll move across to Nelly now, who I understand was with the team in Australia. Nelly, could you just tell us a bit about how the team immersed while in Australia, what opportunities that they were involved in, and other things learned in the time spent there?
Thank you. Without the support from DFAT and QRL, our stay in Australia wouldn't be as great. Our time in Australia has really given us the opportunity to experience relocation challenges within a high-performance sport environment. And with the challenges came opportunities, and opportunities for capacity building. Now, capacity building for the staff focused in areas of strength and conditioning coaching, high-performance sport management. And of course, I got to pursue a Cert 4 in elite athlete well-being management from the Wellbeing Science Institute. Also, through individual career development planning with athletes, we've identified education opportunities and partnered with TAFE Queensland to present non-accredited programs for the athletes. The non-accredited programs has the potential to stream into accredited programs in future. And the reason why we placed focus in the program was to equip the athletes with basic skills. The program focused in three streams: life skills, business, and trades. The life skills program focused on the development of interpersonal skills and included courses like time management, communication, emotional intelligence, cultural diversity, and social media. The business program focused on upskilling athletes about the recent use of Microsoft applications for basic accounting and business management, whilst the trades component just basically focused on equipping athletes with, you know, like stuff like basic carpentry, painting, bricklaying, plastering and engineering. Now, all our athletes who participated in these programs received participation certificates. These certificates has the potential for employment opportunities during off-season. And of course, the overall benefit of that is everyone returned as skilled citizens to, of course, contribute to our social and economical development. Besides education, the athletes participated in organized personal development workshops. The workshops focused in areas of cultural transitions that enable the athletes to understand the different cultural aspects of Australia and of course, to expect challenges that that come with it. We also focused in areas of, identifying what it means to have character, be dedicated, disciplined, to be a man of integrity, recognizing individual values and strengths, and also presented and equipped the athletes with tools that will enable them to apply during our time there, but most importantly to encourage behavioral change so that they become good citizens and leaders within their own communities.
A lot of beneficial things that the team would have also gained from the experience, not only playing on the field but also off the field as well. Okay, on a more personal note, a lot of people would look at you as a young woman and imagine you taking charge of a group of big men like the Anthers and think something like that would be quite impossible. What did you and the Anthers learn from their experience, and what would your message be to other females who would think something like that could never be done?
Wow, that's a very, very tough question. I think the most important thing is that we embraced the challenges, but continued to remain positive throughout it all. And, I give credit to the athletes. They've been through a lot of personal challenges, and we've all worked together to come through the personal challenges. I've never seen young men who are so resilient and just strong-willed to go through that. And I think the main thing is that all we had was each other there, and we really got to understand and know the importance of what it means to support your own people and really be open-minded about, the challenges that come with it. I think all the credit goes to our family as well. I'd like to make mention of this because, without the support of our family for really believing and trusting us to be away from them for a very long time, we wouldn't have returned as, capable and strong citizens, and overall better people, who continuously remain positive or optimistic about the challenges that we've been through. My advice to other women or the younger group is that you have to use the tools within you, to be visible. And always believe in yourself, and be as honest and or authentic as you can be, And when you identify that and you recognize your values and strengths, you will be in a better position to just develop from your weak. And when you continuously embrace that about yourself, you feel empowered. So sometimes we see that empowerment is a big word, but then we don't recognize the capabilities that we have within ourselves. So once we recognize that, then you will be in a better position to be that woman you want to be and change the status quo, change the narrative, and be that tool of change to bring change in our society or wherever.
Nelly Pobalu, PNG Anthers Education and Wellbeing Manager. The Wellbeing Program and Team Up Development Program are supported through Australian High Commission's Sports Diplomacy Program. Let's go for a short break, and when we return, we'll hear more about the Team Up Program.
Advertising on two mediums plus affordability equals NBC TV and radio. The equation is so simple that the result is worth it. In fact, your boss will be over the moon with your report card. Get the best of both mediums now with just one phone call.
Hey, that's another equation made easy.
Right you are. Whatever your target audience, we can tailor to suit your budget and help create a greater impact on your audience. Why go anywhere else? Call 325-1870, your real PNG affordable advertising alternative.
Welcome back. It's great to hear how Papua New Guinea and Australia are teammates in the highly visible part of sport. Andrew, with your past role with the PNG Olympic Committee and now with the Team Up, tell us more about what this partnership looks at the community level.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. You know, both with PNG Olympic Committee and now with the Team Up program, I'm really privileged to be working in the sporting arena, because I really appreciate and understand the value of sport and what it can bring to a community. You know, it's something that I completely and wholeheartedly believe in, that sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level. You know, it provides opportunities for everyone to really understand and appreciate their true value, recognize, as we just heard Nelly talk about, you know, being empowered and really being able to fulfill their capacity. And that's a beautiful thing about sport, especially through the Sport for Development programs that the Australian government has been supporting in PNG and the Pacific region for a number of years now, I think over two decades now. The current program Team Up, we realized that sport is not just something that people with athletic capability or the strongest or the fastest should be playing. It's not just sport, is not just for men or boys. Sport is for everybody. No matter what your ability, no matter what your athletic level, no matter what your age, no matter what your gender, sport and the benefits of sport should be felt by everybody. And so Team Up as a Sport for Development program focuses on bringing sport to address certain barriers that can be experienced at the community level, at the social level. Two particular barriers that Team Up focuses on related to gender and disability inclusion. And so all the programs under Team Up, they focus on either one of those areas, or in most cases, both of those areas, you know, providing opportunities for women and girls to partake in sport and benefit from all the positives that people can get out of playing sport, and address some of those barriers that women and girls face in society through sport. Because sport, again, provides that platform to sort of open the door and begin conversations, and also for people to realize their full potential, as I mentioned before. And as I said, the other focus area is disability inclusion, so providing people with a disability the opportunity to also benefit from sport. And in PNG, we have some great programs under Team Up. There's seven programs currently. There's Basketball for Good that uses basketball to address some of those issues. They have a project called Mom's a Hero, getting elderly ladies involved in sport and playing basketball. Some of these ladies haven't played basketball or any sport for a long time or since they're children, and getting them back involved and active and letting them realize their potential, but also the benefits that they get from playing sport. Both at an individual level, but also as a community, as also through those interactions they have with other people. We have a hockey program called Hooking for Health. We have a football or soccer program called Just Play Plus that's in PNG and also throughout the region. There is a program delivered by Netball PNG a Netball Australia called One Netball that focuses on water and sanitation and providing awareness on menstrual health issues to young ladies, but also to men, and making them more aware about issues related to water and sanitation. We have the PNG Rugby Union Inclusion Impact Program that focuses on both gender empowerment, women's empowerment through rugby union. As we know, a traditionally male-dominated sport, but our women's rugby team at the elite level, at the sevens level, been doing some great things. They just missed out on qualifying for Tokyo, unfortunately, but I'm sure in the future the Olympics may be on the cards. So that program focuses both on developing and getting more women involved in rugby, but it also has another project that focuses on deaf rugby. So we're seeing people with hearing impairments or those that are deaf now being given the opportunity to play sport. And I've had the privilege of watching some of their training and to see, you know, the smiles on their faces, and these people that, you know, their communities, many of them are living in villages. They weren't given those type of opportunities. They're dismissed as not being able to do these type of things. But through rugby and through this program, they've been able to demonstrate, you know, how athletic they are, but also it's had the spin-off benefits of their community accepting them more and getting them more involved in other activities in the village as well. There's another program, Inclusive Gymbad. It's a partnership between gymnastics and badminton, focused on getting people with disabilities, and especially women with disabilities, involved in sports. So there's some fantastic programs here in PNG that Team Up is supporting. And through these programs, we're seeing the emphasis on partnerships. So these programs are implemented through partnerships, and partnerships between PNG-based organizations, but also organizations based in Australia. And that's a really important aspect, because it's through partnership that we can get more done. We each have our own strengths, but we each have our own weaknesses as well. And so when you partner, you're able to work better, work stronger, and have more impact. And again, that's one of the beautiful things about sport, is it emphasizes those type of values, that teamwork, partnership, commitment. And that's what we see through these Team Up programs. There's been some fantastic success stories. I mentioned Nelly Lewa, one of our Paralympic athletes that went to the Tokyo Paralympics. She actually came from the Inclusive Gymbad program. She's a mother of three, a single mother of three. She had a health issue where they had to amputate one of her arms. But she didn't let those challenges stop her from achieving what she wanted to achieve. And it was through sport, through being involved in this Inclusive Gymbad program, that she realized her potential and she became more focused. She's turned into being one of their coaches in the program. So she's able to go out and coach other people, both able-bodied and people with disabilities. And then she's also turned into an elite athlete. So she's represented PNG at the Oceania level in the sport of badminton, and now she's also gone to the Paralympics, the very pinnacle of sport, and represented the country in the sport of javelin. So she's a dual international rep, which not many people can say. So she's a fantastic example of what these programs can do. We have a Kicks for Kokoda program as well under Team Up, and that's a partnership between the Kokoda Track Foundation, the PNG Olympic Committee, and an international NGO, Grassroots Soccer. And they're using sport in the remote areas of PNG, up in the Kokoda, along the Kokoda Trail. And they're bringing the messages related to health, but also about gender equality, about boys and girls, making them more comfortable interacting with each other, making them aware of what they bring to their communities. And that's another exciting partnership, an example of a sporting body combining and partnering with a non-sporting body, but trying to achieve those development outcomes that we want to see improve our country.
Thank you, Christy, Irake, Andrew, and Nelly. And listeners, that's how we end this month's program. If you've missed any of our previous programs, you can check out our Facebook page for links to our podcasts. I'm Greg Avira. Till then, do take care. Please observe the new normal COVID-19 measures.
Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.
Trust and believe. Real PNG. Your NBC.